welcome to The Travelling Introvert. This is a podcast about being an introvert, as well as running a business online and travelling. So it'll be a mixture of things. Admittedly, some of them will be a rant. So the first thing I'd like to start with is welcome. Thank you for taking the plunge and coming in and listening to me talk about, you know, general stuff about being an introvert. So one thing I'm going to start off with is I was recently at a conference, which in itself is a huge thing. I'm not a fan of conferences. It just has to be a certain type of conference for me to go to. And at this conference, it was about co-working. And as someone who works online and travels a lot, I do spend a lot of time in co-working spaces. So we were having this conversation and the guy sitting next to me was explaining that he didn't like a certain co-working space because he was an introvert and they never made the effort to try and integrate him into the whole co-working experience. Because one of the main aims of co-working is to exchange ideas and to meet other people, etc. So this was really interesting. So I asked him sort of what could the co-working space have done differently to make him stay as a valued member instead of have him go somewhere else. And he sat and he thought about it and he didn't really know what the co-working space could have done. As we were at a group table, we all sort of brainstormed and gave various ideas that we'd heard in the conference or that other co-working spaces had done. And then one lady decided to chime in and say, but how are you going to grow your business if you don't go out there and meet people? The best way to meet people and to grow your business is personal interaction. And this kind of got my blood boiling a little because apparently I became very aggressive. And the reason why it made my blood boil is because she assumed because the person sitting next to me was an introvert that he couldn't do personal interaction. And so I kind of stated that just because he's an introvert doesn't mean he can't do personal interaction. In fact, introverts are extremely good at personal interaction and making people feel like they're the only person in the room and giving them the time of day and making them feel valued. And personal interaction, yes, helps you grow a business, but it's not the only way. And social media isn't that personal interaction. It's what you claim is personal interaction. And that's the big thing these days is social media. So she then came back with, well, I wasn't attacking you. It's just that, you know, there's no better way to grow a business than to go ahead and be, you know, personally interact with people and talk to people all the time and get your name out there. And my blood continued to boil. Funnily enough, she said all of this without actually wondering what the introvert next to me did for a job. And it so happened that this person was not growing their own business. They happened to work for a corporate. And because they were in, you know, all around, they just happened to work in co-working spaces. So he was, you know, just happily working in his job, had no reason to grow a business, but liked being in co-working spaces. So her little ramble on about how it has to be human interaction to grow your business, you must do all of these things to this particular gentleman was not useful because she didn't ask him anything. She didn't listen. Instead, she just, you know, rammed in her particular thought and thought everyone should agree with it. So I went on to then talk to this person some more. And like I said, found out he works for corporate. He works with an extrovert in another part of the country, and they work as a really good team. They just happen to work in co-working spaces, and they compare notes and that sort of thing. And he was very happy with what he did. One of the other things that came out of this conference is the idea that just because you're an entrepreneur, you want to grow your business and scale your business and make it better and bigger and have employees and, you know, be a CEO in the sense that you have this huge conglomerate underneath you. And again, it doesn't have to be that way. A, not everyone works that way. Not everyone's made to be a CEO. Some people are made to be worker bees. And trust me, worker bees get no love. But they're the bread and butter. They go in, day out, do what needs doing. There is generally this assumption in the entrepreneurial world and even in the digital nomad world that you have to be your own boss. And being your own boss means creating this thing that is bigger than you and larger than you and helps other people and is wonderful and marvelous and huge. And really that ends up being more work than, you know, your little 9-to-5 thing that you were trying to get away from. So, and yes, it can be a labor of love, but also what you forget is if you do build this big, huge thing that's based around you, what happens when you want time off? Or what happens, heaven forbid, something happens to you when you're ill for a while? Does your entire conglomerate crumble? Like, what happens? What's up with that? So it's another one of those digital nomad myths that drives me up the wall, I guess, that it doesn't have to be bigger, better. You just have to do what you do. That's kind of it. If you want it to be bigger, great. If you don't feel that like that's a bad thing. So those are my two rants. I guess I'm supposed to go and leave you with a good little business tip. These little podcasts will not be long. Eventually we'll get some people to talk to and do some interviews while I'm around and traveling. But one thing I will say is if you are thinking of starting your own business, don't rush. There's two sides of it. People are saying rush into it because you need a deadline to kind of get going. And the other thought is do your research, so therefore don't rush into it. See what other people have done. Don't reinvent the wheel. If something's been done, but you can just put your own twist on it, do it. Because looking to make something so different and so unique and so amazing can take a lot of work, which is great if you're into that. But if you're not into that, don't be afraid not to do that. If something works and you're in a different country and you think you'll work in your country, do it. Like I work with one client who is a big fan of, well, lots of us are fans of Victoria's Secret. It's not currently available in their country, so they're doing something similar. It works. They're not ripping off Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret could come into this country, but I don't think they will or are going to. It's not on their, you know, big map right now. So that's what they're doing. Well, once again, thank you very much for listening. There will be more from me, the traveling introvert. And should you wish to get hold of me, should you want to ask me questions or suggest a topic for me to talk about, please contact me on introvert@thetravelingintrovert.com. Thank you.